Once there was a young rat named Arthur, never make up his mind.
This is the Made in the UK show, featuring some of the best unsigned and independent music from the United Kingdom, and hosted by a team of UK music podcasters. It's made in the UK for the world. Hi, welcome to Made in the UK number 75. I'm Alan from Dark Horse Radio. And in this week's episode, I want to welcome two newcomers to our show. My two fellow presenters this week are Dave Lee from the Bugcast. Dave's a Made in the UK regular, and I'm really pleased that he's co-hosting his segment this week with his wife Caroline. So welcome, Caroline. And all the way from Insomnia Radio New York, I want to welcome Sarah Morrison. How does that fit in with the Made in the UK requirement for UK podcasters playing UK music? Well, Sarah will explain, and in the spirit of ladies first, I'll invite her to do that right now. So for now, I'll make way for Sarah, and I'll be back later on.
Hi everyone, my name's Sarah Morrison, and I'm the new voice of the Insomnia Radio New York podcast, which you can find at newyork.insomniaradio.net. Now you might wonder why the host of a US podcast is on Made in the UK, but the more tuned-in listeners out there might notice that I'm not from New York. Nope, I actually live in Nottingham, and I'm fiercely proud of it, which is why both my tracks for this episode are from Not Bands. I'm absolutely delighted to be here on Made in the UK, and for my first track, I'm going to play you a band that I featured on episode 8 of Insomnia Radio New York as my guest artist. So from Nottingham, this is Dog Is Dead with Board Games.
You spend your days every day. 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 Board games. Spend your days every day.
Board games. Board games.
Board games.
Board games.
Board games.
Board games.
Board games.
Board games.
Board games.
Board games.
It's not a problem when you spend your days a-playing
board games.
The local news brings nothing to you.
Board games, board games. You know the wiser, you know the wiser. You know the wiser, you know the wiser than you. You know the wiser, you know the wiser. You know the wiser, you know the wiser than you.
We are.
That was from their short but very sweet debut EP, and it's a different track from the one that I played on IR New York, so if you want to hear another song from them, check out episode 8 at newyork.insomniaradio.net. They are an absolutely cracking band, and I've made no secret of my liking for them. If you're ever around Nottingham, they put on a brilliant live show, so do try to check them out. Their MySpace is Dog Is Dead Band. Now, my second track is, again, Nottingham, a band called N1 Connect, and there's a nice little story as to how I got a hold of this song. Basically, I got talking to a girl in the pub about podcasting and what I do with Insomnia Radio, and as people always seem to do when they find out that I host a podcast, she told me about a band that she knows is looking for coverage. And usually when this happens, they turn out to be rubbish and it all gets a bit awkward, but happily, they're far from it. They were featured on the joint UK-New York Insomnia Radio podcast that me and Stuart Morrison did a couple of months back. You can find them on MySpace as M1 Connect. I've been Sarah Morrison of Insomnia Radio New York, and this is M1 Connect with Not Enough.
Waiting, forever waiting. Hi, this is Dave, the host of the Bugcast. I'm joined today by my lovely wife and ever more frequent co-host, Caroline.
Hello.
We're going to start our segment of this episode of Made in the UK with Acoustic Jim, Hand in Mine. We'll tell you more about it in a few minutes.
Rain came through, it turned a wondrous day. As endless movements, my happy spirit tame. Together they twist and turn and play. They know not the consequence of their game. My mood will often take the root they leave. This helpless heart's and feeling, it swells and sways. My spirit a child that never takes heed. Experience dismissed and laughed away. And as long as snow turns to slush, a pleasant breeze pretends a smile behind the shroud. The scent of spring turns a frosty frown to a blush. How fickle will my potent mind remain? It can't keep the parry winds we thrust. How long will weather's blot leave a stain on these my emotions I should never trust?
Acoustic Jim there with Hand in Mine. Now, Acoustic Jim is Jim Hustwit, and he's from Leeds, which is just up the M1 from here in sunny Doncaster. Hand in Mine is from his debut EP, Life 2.0. The song was originally a sonnet written by a good friend of Jim's, which he then decided to adapt into a song. It uses weather as an extended metaphor for human emotion. If you like this track, check out his Facebook page, search for Acoustic Jim. There's a video on there with an acoustic reggae version of Eagle Eye Cherry's Save Tonight, which is well worth the listen. You can find out more about Acoustic Jim at acousticjim.co.uk.
Up next we have The Idolins and Choices. Idlins hail from Nottingham, just down the M1 from here, indeed, where Dave works. According to their MySpace, Karen Smalley-Turner and Claudine West met while playing acoustic music at an open mic night in Nottingham. Then life, death and fate took its course and the creation of acoustic folk pop female duo was done. Karen, the principal songwriter, vocalist and guitarist, and Claudine, a multi-instrumentalist.
Yes,
sorry.
There's a word.
Both women produce and perform the songs in a relaxed environment where ideas are explored and laughter is adored. And that's when the magic comes. The name Idlins was chosen to mean strings, a sound of the soul. And I always like that.
Mm.
Claudine also has a solo project, which I really love, and that's Bog Whoppit.
I love that word, Bog Whoppit.
Find out more about the Idlins at their MySpace. Unsurprisingly, it's the Idlins. This track is called Choices. See you soon.
Take care.
Thanks, Dave and Caroline. I enjoyed that segment. And thank you, Sarah, for your debut on Made in the UK. We'll have to see if we can coach you back again very soon. I'm Alan, host of DarkHorseRadio.com, and I want to play a couple of tracks from a band who I featured before on Made in the UK. The band's name is The Shallow Call. They're from my hometown of Northwich in Cheshire, and in August I interviewed Phil O'Driscoll, the band's frontman, singer and songwriter. And I'm going to play a couple of snippets from my interviews as the introduction to my chosen tracks. And the first one was included on the band's first single, the excellent Frank Bruno. I played that on Made in the UK Show 69. And the second one is the new single, for which they have high hopes. The band's MySpace is The Shallow Call, and you'll find the links to that and to every other song that you've heard on today's show and to the submitting podcasters at madeintheukshow.co.uk. The next song that I want to play, I hope you're all right with me playing this. Your manager Simon said you might not want me to, actually. Do you know what it is?
I haven't got a clue.
All right, it was also on the Frank Bruno single. It's 17.
Okay.
I really like that song, actually, and that's falls into the unrequited love category, if you like.
Yeah.
Maybe with lyrics that are perhaps a bit too dodgy for BBC to play.
Maybe a bit risque, yeah. Yeah.
But is it all right if we play it now?
Of course it is. Absolutely.
I'm just interested to know why he's told me that your manager told me that you perhaps wouldn't want me to play this.
I think it's maybe I don't know. I mean, that song is sort of 18 months old now. You know, it's I think when you play music and you're in a band, you always think that your newest stuff is the best stuff you've ever done. You know, and it might not necessarily be the case. I think 17 is a brilliant song. So
okay, well, I agree with you on that, and we are going to get onto the newer stuff, but for now, here's 17 from the Frank Bruno single.
never wanted to break her heart, and now he's just caught in the middle. From under the railway arch, his girlfriend was shocked and belittled. To feel ashamed, the first one was meant to be special. From under the climbing frame, her young skin was cold on the metal.
Okay, I'm going to move on now to your new single, because there's a, on the 24th of August, you're releasing a new single. It's called, what's it called?
I Wanted You More Than You Wanted Me.
Tell us about this single then. What do we need to know about this song?
It's about sort of a relationship ending and having this sort of male attitude that you kind of boil things down to fundamentals and you're trying to work it out in your head why it's happened. And just automatically boiling it down to the fact that she just doesn't want you anymore.
Okay. You're getting all choked up telling me that now.
I had a frog in my throat then. I wasn't going to start crying. But
I can confirm there's no tear in Phil's eye.
The music that we've released over the last 3 years since we've been together as a band is just improved each time. So by the end of the year, we'll be doing it for a living, in my opinion, because the single that we're putting out is a radio song. It really is. So I think we're just hoping it's just going to get battered on the radio and somebody will take us on board and tell us all to leave our jobs. We'll be right back.
ever tried to guess why we grew apart. It doesn't take a genius. We will tear great strips off each other. Because I wanted you more than you wanted me. Now we are no more. You wanted me less than I wanted thee. We sat down and then she spoke and said to me, honey, you're quite thick for a clever bloke. Because I wanted you more than you wanted me. Now we are no more. You wanted me less than I wanted thee. And it's a shame you don't love me anymore. Cause I'm quite an attractive prospect. All these days all I care about is keeping my nose clean, staying at the weekend. Because I wanted you more than you wanted me. Now we are no more. You wanted me less than.
Well, that's the end of show 75. Thank you very much for listening. I've already thanked my fellow co-hosts for their contributions to this show, so now I just need to say thank you to the bands that have allowed us to play their music. Please visit their websites. You'll get all of the links, as I've already told you, at madeintheukshow.co.uk. There you'll also be able to make a comment on the show or send us an email. Join us again in 2 weeks' time. Made in the UK show 76 is due out on the 1st of November, and that'll be hosted by Stuart Morrison. He's the Insomnia Radio UK podcast host, and he'll be attempting to keep in order Rowley Cutler and Pete Cogle. I'm Alan Carr from Dark Horse Radio. I'll talk to you again soon. Meanwhile, take care and bye for now.